This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike from Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps with the Family Violence Coalition of Yancey County.
Last week we were talking a little bit about abusive individuals, what to look for, and I guess what we're talking about here is giving people some guidelines as to about in relationships that things to look for that might indicate later problems with potential abusers. And so let's review just a little bit, Samantha, about the types of abuse that we're talking about in relationships.
Okay. We talked about physical abuse, which includes pushing and shoving, slapping, hitting, kicking, hitting someone with an object, holding someone against one's will, and use of weapons. Verbal emotional abuse is name-calling, threats of harm, screaming and raging, withholding affection, and jealousy and possessiveness. And then, of course, there's sexual abuse when you're forced to do something sexually against your will.
Now, most of what we're talking about today falls in that second category of verbal and emotional abuse, because usually the physical abuse, the serious physical abuse, doesn't start until later on in the relationship. So
Right. We're
trying to stem that potential for physical abuse by looking for some of these telltale signs that show up with verbal and emotional abuse. Now, one of the key indications that I've noticed in people, and I think you probably have too, is if there's abuse in a prior relationship or prior in this person's life, then he's probably going to be abusive in your relationship. Do you think that's true?
Right. If when you're dating someone, first getting to know someone, you find out, my last girlfriend brought out charges against me. She made me go through jail time. That's kind of an indicator that something happened there.
Right. If that person has abused someone else, then he's probably going to abuse you. Also, it goes way back into childhood, because there's been some studies that have shown that people who are abusers quite often have abused pets and small animals and teased children and whatnot as they were growing up. So it's not something that's totally new to them. And also, we see this in families of origin, because if you come from a family where abuse is prevalent, you're probably going to continue that in your adult relationships.
Exactly. And when I worked for DSS and Child Protective Services, if we knew of a child who was being cruel to animals, we became very alarmed. And an adult should too. If you're involved with someone who's cruel to animals, chances are they are going to be cruel to human beings as well.
That's true. Also, we have what's called the whirlwind phenomenon, and that's where this guy comes on. He wants a quick commitment. He wants to get married or move in together after a week or two of involvement, and that's a real danger sign, isn't it?
Yeah, if it sounds too good to be true, in relationships also, it's probably too good to be true.
So a lot of times the victim will see this, you know, drive for a fast commitment, get into a relationship quickly as you know, something that's really a sign of love and he really cares for me and that sort of thing. But it's really a danger signal because, you know, Samantha and I were talking earlier, it's almost like getting into a car with a stranger that you don't know, moving into someone you've only met for a week. You really don't know that person, do you?
Exactly. And sometimes moms get involved with people who wind up abusing or sexually abusing their children. And, you know, they might be living with a known pedophile. And, well, I didn't know. Well, how long have you known him? 2 weeks.
And almost all of the women that I see coming into our shelter have been into you ask them how quickly they got involved with this person and married or moved in with them, and it's usually just a matter of weeks. And it really, from a psychological standpoint, it takes almost a year before you really know someone well enough to make that kind of a commitment.
And the experts say that if we looked at our brain chemistry during those first few 3 months when we first get to know someone and feel like we're just so in love, our brain patterns mimic those of someone who has a chemical imbalance of the brain.
Now, next week we've got some questions that we're going to ask and questions that you ought to ask if you're in a relationship or if you've got a child who's beginning a relationship with someone. We've got some good questions that we're going to go over and you can apply those to your relationship. In the meantime, let's give a couple of phone numbers. Give us your phone number over in Yancey County.
In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, you can call us at 765-4044. And both those numbers are available to you 24 hours a day. We want to thank you for listening to our program. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.